Concern at Emerson Data Center on Power Station. There are employment concerns around Emerson plans to build a third data center on the site of the former coal-fired power station in Didcot. The US shopping giant has put forward plans to demolish the existing buildings at Purchase Road in Didcot and replace them with a centre that would house powerful computers that can store records long term. Currently, the 0.72 hectare area includes an office for a renewable energy company, a car park, and a vacant single-storey building, having previously been the site of the Didcot A coal power plant. These would be replaced with a data centre which would cover almost 2,000 square metres and be just over 13 metres high at its tallest point. Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden said Emerson is already operating two data centres on the power station site, and if the latest application is approved, it would be the third. He added, "The former power station site is earmarked as an employment site, and my concern is that these data centres don't employ that many people, as far as I'm aware. A parcel warehouse would bring more jobs." Plans came forward for the first two data centres on the back during lockdown, and they were approved. "I do think our council leaders need to think about generating the maximum levels of employment when they're considering these actions." Concerns have been raised nationally about data centres' energy consumption, which could put pressure on household bills and their sustainability impact, in particular, their consumption of water to cool the computers. However, this proposal will be for a data repository which, according to the design and access statement, requires significantly less power than typical centres that are used for services including online banking. In addition, it will have solar panels on the roof and is aiming for negligible water cooling demand, say designers MCA Architects. This new project is next to two other major developments on which is the Didcot Data Campus, which has outline planning permissions for the erection of up to 197,000 square metres of land for development. The other is the $332 million Didcot Science Bridge scheme, which includes four highway sections and was approved in December last year. The Emerson Centre will be consulted on until January the 9th, 2026, with a target decision date of March the 3rd next year. During the autumn, Emerson revealed plans to cut around 14,000 corporate jobs as the technology giant rapidly shifts spending towards artificial intelligence, AI. In a message to workers, the group said the job losses come as part of efforts to reduce layer and bureaucracy within the company, while also shifting resources to investment in areas such as AI. And there's a picture of the artist's impression of the new centre and County Councillor Ian Snowden.